from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joe, before I know you want to talk about that, but I have some more news for you.
What do you have?
Here. We are announcing our upcoming Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars event. It is coming up on Wednesday, September the 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. We have a couple of great sponsors, by the way, who are presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. We love that place over
there.
That's where I got my car. Sponsored also by our friends at Cohen and Judah.
They'll be there.
They will be there as well.
Yep. So good guys. Really, really good guys. So it's great to have them.
Yeah, how about this, man? Enjoy a cigar, a nice glass of whiskey with your favorite voices from WQAM. We'll talk some Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers, and more. Might be some special guests there as well. I know our afternoon show, Hockman and Crowder, will be broadcasting live. And we are going to put up on our page here, WQAM.com, an RSVP. It's free to attend here. We just need to get a head count, how many people we're expecting here to this thing. So jump in early if you can and get in on this RSVP. And there you go, man. Our big event is coming up on Wednesday,
last time we had it, I drank way too much.
I assume you will this time as well.
No. What day is that going to fall on?
It's on a Wednesday, but that's never stopped you before. So.
No. But no. Wednesday?
Yeah.
Whew, man.
You'll be all right. It's up by you. It's in Weston.
Yeah, no, it's not too far.
In your neck of the woods over there. So.
You could probably walk home.
That'd be great.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so join us that night. If nothing else, the entertainment of Channing is...
You and Channing together are pretty good.
I know the two
of you are going to get up and speak or whatever.
All I know is like, it, so now you can't do anything without, like, if you say something, you just got to know that it's going out. If somebody's got their phone up, they got it, and it's going to spread. And if it's good, they're going to put it out there. They're going to think it's funny, and they put it out there. And then if it hurts somebody's feelings, even though you might laugh when you hear it, might not, it just causes.
Well, hopefully people put their phones away and they can enjoy the evening.
Can we do the Derek G? We should just all do hey, you're going to be here. We want you to have fun, but let me have your phone.
A lot of shows are doing that now, like stand-up comedy shows. They actually take your phone and they put it in these bags that they seal. Like you cannot get your phone out.
I'm not sure Channing cares, but.
Yeah, but
on behalf of Channing, he cares. Like he should care.
Yeah, I mean you don't want the crazy stuff getting out, I guess.
I got to tell you a story. The reason I bring it up, and listen, we laugh and we talked about over the weekend again, man, we were so lucky we didn't have phones around when we played because we did some dumbass stuff. We were laughing about some of the stupid stuff and a lot of it Jimmy and Bo were throwing back at me. Some of the dumb stuff that I actually forgot about that I did was really stupid and would have been very embarrassing today. So recently, I did go to something. I got on a roll. The people I were with, they were laughing. And I go, wow, this is kind of fun. So I took it to another level, which I do. And it had to do with somebody. And it got back to him. It took a few days, but it filtered back to him. On a weekend, I got a call, really disappointed, man. Really, really disappointed. Heard what you said. Wow. Thought we were better than that. And I was like, damn. And right away, I knew. I was like, damn, why'd I do it? I knew it. Even if you know, I knew it. My big mouth got me in trouble again. It did. So, hey, man, I'm sorry. You know, meant it to be funny. Well, nothing funny about it. If it's you, it's not funny. If it's you and you're not around, everybody's laughing, it's funny. But
well, hopefully you'll say some more crazy stuff at this event. Again, you go to WQAM.com and just click on the events page. It is on there, and we just ask that you you RSVP. So
yeah, no, it'd be a good crowd.
Yeah,
it'd be a good crowd out there.
That should be fun.
Some fun, and those guys. By the way, those two sponsors love to have fun. That's not a problem for those guys, and get a chance to meet people and be part of it. Since we both have them as sponsors and been a big part of everything that we're doing here. Boy, I'll tell you what, it was. You talked about Saturday night when I got home from the Tampa Bay game to watch a couple of our South Florida teams play on ESPN, and there's St. Thomas Aquinas leading Gorman 21-10, and I'm going, wow. They're talking about beating maybe the top team in the country. This team from Gorman, Las Vegas, is loaded with great players. And they're playing pretty good. Man, they're rolling along and end up losing that game 29-21, and just tough one. Tough game. And by the way, it happened to a lot of our teams in South Florida. Miami Central had Lakeland. Lakeland's won a ton of games, and Miami Central at Trask Powell, too. Oh, chances to win that game and just one touchdown. It's weird to say Central scored one touchdown in a game, but just couldn't get it done. Chaminade hanging around with St. John's Bosco, and then, yeah, just a lot of tough games. American Heritage Plantation, good passing game that they have, not able to beat Milton, Georgia. So that, and just all the top teams to lose in the same weekend. Never thought we'd see that one. Of course, they all stepped up in competition, and they didn't embarrass themselves, but they have a loss here to start the year. Best story is Teddy Bridgewater's guys, man. Teddy B at Northwestern beat Coconut Creek 45-0. Boy, I thought that'd be a fairly close game. Coconut Creek's got a nice team for a second straight year. And Teddy's guys look good, man. They look good. So congratulations to Northwestern. Good start for them playing in one of those games. So we got all that, and we got this 53-man cut down tomorrow by 4 p.m., so more guys will be they'll have practice. Nothing worse than going to practice today, knowing you, if they're going out on the field, that you could get cut and you're practicing today and you don't know, and start talking to players today or this afternoon and let them know who's going to be back. And now listen, they're going to release some guys and put them back on the practice squad. I can name some of them that will be that'll be a no-brainer to come back and be on the team, I would think. And so that list, but you have to figure out who's healthy enough to start the season. And if they are out, how many weeks are they going to be out? Benito Jones, another one I didn't have a chance to get to with Woody. They've had him penciled in as a starting nose tackle with Sealer on one side and Calais Campbell on the other. Then he's been hurt for like a month. I mean, guy's been out forever. Missed a lot of camp, and I think we found out with some of those guys that played against Tampa Bay's number one line, those first couple of drives, those guys got pushed around pretty good. Now, I bring it up because the coaches said, hey, you're going to be playing. They let all those young guys know you're going to be playing against their number ones. But if you're on this team, you'll be playing against their number ones in Jacksonville here in just a couple of weeks. So you've been in. You got your feet wet. You guys have played a lot of football. Now you're going to play against Tampa Bay's number one offensive line. I didn't think they played well. I didn't think the group to start with, while those guys were in, a lot of guys getting blocked, a lot of guys. And pass rush was not good enough. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. And Jalen Phillips, I guess they're counting on him coming back. I don't think he'll play a lot of snaps, but hopefully he'll be at 100% and letting it rip in the game. And you know, I hope they're not rushing him back and they got a good feel that he's going to be okay. The other thing, boy, we got coming up, it's finally here, is college football, and I am really looking forward to seeing what the Canes and Gators this Saturday, both teams. Gators obviously have a lot more difficult schedule with that SEC. We've read their schedule here a few times in the last couple weeks. They got a tough one. And I mean it's bang, 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 bang with really good football teams. And the Canes are going with the most talented team they've had in a long, long time up there with a new quarterback. It's been really good player, Cam Ward, with a lot of good transfer portal guys, with a bunch of good players coming back, and a couple of good recruiting classes here as well to the combination to see what you have. You got two receivers returning that have been really good. You got a bunch of guys on your offensive line returning that were really good. Defensively, you've got a nice combination of a couple of defensive linemen and linebackers back from last year. So we'll see. And what Mario didn't have, he went out and got. Even after spring football, he went out and added some really nice pieces, including the West Coast guys, West Coast safety, West Coast running back and quarterback to join the team. Can't wait to see what the Canes are going to look like, how clean they play, and how they handle a really loud, and maybe the biggest crowd they're going to see all year, right? The 90,000. Florida will be the biggest crowd. I know they've been playing music super loud. We heard it. I got close to one of those speakers. It was friggin' loud. But it's not going to be anything like being in that stadium.
Yeah, it'll be a really good test for them early on. But, man, does the ACC feel like it's just going to be wide open right now? I mean, you had the team that was, you know, projected to win the thing. Doesn't look very good.
And I didn't think Florida State was going
to. I had a feeling they had a good chance to lose that game. But
you did?
Well, you know.
No, I don't. Well, you know.
Well, the number kept coming down. It just felt like, you know, again, the football gods had, you know.
That's money that moves that.
Yeah, but it just felt like it was time for FSU to just, you know. And look, it's nice that it took basically no weeks of the college football season. It was week zero, and we don't have to hear about FSU anymore for a long time. So was kind of nice. But
what's the personal stuff, though? Why today?
Nothing personal.
Well, it is. I mean, you made it clear.
Well, personally, I found it very funny.
Had it tied up, man. And by the way, on that drive to tie it up, they had fourth down completions and third down completions and long third and long situations. And, boy, they go down, they score, and I went, wow, okay. They're in pretty good shape. And Georgia Tech kept running the football, ran it 36 times for 190 yards, had a stupid play at the end of the game out of that shotgun snap with a guy in motion, which I don't understand. When you're already in good field position and lost a bunch of yards, but got it back. Got it back on that play to get it closer and only had to kick a 44-yard field goal. And they made it, and that's it. That was the end of the game. But Woody.
It's a great way to start the season. By the way, I bet the Big Ten and the SEC are in just a battle here to get FSU.
Well, FSU's
got to have that program.
FSU's
yeah.
got a good team. Got a good team.
That quarterback stinks.
He doesn't stink.
He's not very good, man.
I knew you were gonna say he stinks.
You think he's good? Come on.
I think he's okay.
He was rough.
First game?
He was rough. They're gonna lose.
Did you watch the whole game?
We did. They're going to lose a handful of ball games this season, though. They definitely will.
How many games do you think you're going to lose?
Well, losing to Georgia Tech and your opener's not ideal.
So you said handful, five?
I think they'll lose three, four, five games, yeah.
Five games. That team's not going to lose five games.
One can hope.
That team. By the way, the disappointment is how good that defensive line was supposed to be getting pushed around.
786 says, can we laugh at FSU for about 5 seconds? You can laugh as long as you want. I spent most of the weekend giving those guys a hard time. They're all excited. They're in their dopey FSU shirts. And
what do you wear? What kind of shirt do you wear?
I was rooting for the Bulls silently, but... We got a big season coming up. We got Alabama on the schedule.
Don't you have Miami?
We do.
All right.
Honestly, I'm kind of tired of just your personal stuff.
Seriously. We're just starting. I'm already kind
you,
of
you
tired
were excited about the FSU thing. Come on.
I was glad Georgia Tech won.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, Georgia Tech's looking at Miami thinking they got a good chance to beat them, too.
Georgia Tech looks okay, no question.
They look okay. But how about the turnaround? That thing was a mess.
Man, now, they won a now bunch you're of afraid games. Of Georgia Tech? Come on, man.
Okay.
We'll be all right.
All right.
We'll be all right.
So I'm so glad you followed the history of the Canes and know they're just going to be okay.
It was a tremendous way to start the season. Yeah. It couldn't have gone any better.
No, you're so good. Really hey, we got to go to break here. I got to tell you about my man Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. People need money. Interest rates are higher. High insurance rates. HOA fees going up. For those poor people that have retired in condos on the beach, this is all bad news with everything going up. The only thing great still is they got that great view and they're going, my God, am I going to have to move and lose this great view? A lot of people that have retired are running up credit card debt just to stay alive. And you can't do that, not at credit cards at 28, 29, 30%. Boy, that'll chew you up in a few months. Boy, Michael Kotze can relieve some of that money stress, get that credit card paid off, show you a much better way to go that really makes sense. And a reverse mortgage, more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. I'm telling you right now, it might be perfect for you, especially if you got a bunch of equity in that home and you're going, man, I could really use it. Even though we're still working, we're not going in the right direction here either. So they just got so many great programs Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgages has put together. First-time home buyers, fixed rates in the five, self-employed and declined by the banks. Don't worry. Michael Kotze's got a program for you, too. Credit card debt, if you've got some problems there, call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He's just helping people. Hey, and this is what he does, man. He's been doing for 33 years, getting the best of what Michael Kotze has to offer to you 7 days a week. Always working. Call or text him. I'm going to give you a cell phone number and find out what he can do for you. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, before we get back to it here, we do have a giveaway for you. The Great Country Show Stars and Strings is coming back to Hard Rock Live on November 14th. We've got a chance for you to win tickets to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. To enter, text the word country to 20357. That's country to 20357. You can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. People are fired up on the text line here this morning.
What are people fired up about?
I mean, again, this guy's like, oh, really? He's taking it very personal with his FSU thing. I get it, man. You lost in week zero. Your season's over. I mean, that
the season's
definitely
not
sucks.
Over. Why? Like, well, because the team, I mean, you, the but you're just saying so, stuff to jab him. Like, your
I'm not
season's
trying to
not
jab him.
Well, you are.
I just hope they fare better in their lawsuits than they did in week zero.
You're just.
I imagine the SEC, the Big Ten, they're probably all just like, man, that's what we need. That's what our conference is missing right now.
They're not going anywhere.
No, probably not.
they're not going anywhere, and probably need to just focus on the football stuff. That's it. But they're fine. They're going to win a lot of games. I know you don't believe it. They're going to win a lot of games. I don't know who they have on their schedule, but I'm guessing they'll be. I know they got Florida Gators. That will be later in the year. So we do have some great games though coming up, man. Really, actually looking forward to all the frigging games. My God, we got some good ones. Even a Sunday night football game looks really good that they have on the schedule there. They've done a good job, man. Good job of getting a lot of games, including Clemson is going to play Georgia right off the bat. So Clemson's going to find out. And I'm guessing Clemson is a pretty good underdog against Georgia. I'm just guessing because Georgia's been so good and one of the top-ranked teams in the country that it's all these games, man. College football, good for them. And that game, whatever you think of it, if you're just watching that game, that ended up being a hell of a game, Georgia Tech and Florida State. That ended up, I mean, talk about a end-of-the-game field goal to win it from 44 yards. And
you ask about Georgia that they're two touchdown favorites, 13.5.
Are they of a Clemson team?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds about right, though, right? I mean, Georgia's probably really good.
Did not realize it was going to be that much. But you've got Notre Dame and Texas A&M, and I tell you what, they got a couple Sunday games, but Sunday USC and LSU also going to play. So. A lot of fun college football to kick back and enjoy this weekend, and why your roster changes in the NFL over the next few days, and everybody trying to figure out. I can't read into this Mike White thing if they released him only to have him come back and be, he knows the system. So if they really gave up on Mike White completely, or if they worked something out to have him come back. Because there is a shortage of quarterbacks out there for everybody keeps thinking, like, Omar keeps throwing out this guy for Denver. And I went back and Woody showed me his – Woody didn't say anything while Omar was on him. He goes, you know, he played really well for Denver in the last game. He threw for, like, 250 yards.
That's what Omar does. He just throws out these, like, weird names. And it's like – first of all, we're talking about a third-string quarterback, right?
I don't know. Is he the backup in Denver? Right. I don't know.
Well, let's get this out of the way. If Tua goes down, the team's in bad shape, right? I mean, whether it's Zach Wilson or it's Skylar Thompson or Mike White or whoever the hell it is, if Tua goes down, the team's in trouble. I'm talking about a significant.
So this is Zach Wilson's second go around, right? He's been with the Jets
the whole time.
Man,
you can't take, you know, game three of the preseason when he's playing against, you know, God knows who he's playing against out there.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you play well. They don't usually get rid of you.
I know.
Like, everybody needs three quarterbacks. And I keep bringing up that stat from last year. More than half the quarterbacks got injured in the league or weren't very good and they got benched. We went back over that stat. I couldn't believe how many starting quarterbacks ended up, including Herbert, Burrow. I mean, you start going through the list of guys that ended up, Aaron Rodgers right off the bat, he was gone. There were a lot of quarterbacks that didn't finish. A lot of quarterbacks did not sniff 16 or 17 games last year. So, you know, you want to have a third guy ready to go so you have a chance. That's why they put this new rule in that, you know, about a third guy can play in an emergency. I don't know. This Mike White thing, unless there's somebody they think they can get, because people go, we'll develop a guy. And I'm like, well, I think they want a guy a little bit more in development. We've gone through this three quarterback thing. Remember Skylar Thompson had to play. He was a third quarterback, and he played a lot of football, including against the Buffalo Bills in a playoff game. Get somebody as much, you know, experience. So I'm not sure the Mike White thing is completely done yet. I'm not sure, and just really curious to see what happens with that one. But there will be a lot of cuts. A lot of guys will be open. And with that, when they make those cuts, it'll allow everybody else in the NFL to have a chance at getting those guys before they go to the – and once they're on the practice squad, they're open to everybody, in case – I'm guessing everybody knows that. But you put most of your guys on practice squad, they're also open for everybody else in the league. Now, they take them – they have to put them on the active roster. They can't put them on their practice squad. It doesn't work that way. Like, oh, come to our practice squad. We'll pay you $4,000 more a week. It's not that situation. So I'm really curious, though, to see. There will be some surprise cuts. There will be some guys, and we're still wondering if any of our rookie free agents will be on the team. Are there any of those guys that coaches really liked on defense or special teams to keep any of those players as well? So that will kind of fun to watch and see what happens. The Dolphins put this together and give these guys, I'm guessing they'll have the weekend off, and only guys would need to get treatment will be coming in. But my God, what a banged up team. What a banged up team during the for preseason. Just crazy. All right, we've
kind of depressing, right?
Yeah, no, it is. It is when guys are practicing, and then, by the way, the two guys that limped off the field, neither guy played. McMorris didn't play, and Ezekama didn't play. They're at the end of practice, and you're like, all right, maybe, you know, maybe they limped off, they'll be okay. And that, usually a guy limps off, he's done, right? He's done in the preseason. Maybe it's a preseason thing. Maybe they're more cautious during the preseason than the regular season.
I just don't want to hear any excuses at this point, man.
No, like, I don't either.
They got to get in this thing. They got to win some games. Because like I was telling you earlier, like I think the margin for error is going to be very slim this year in the AFC, right? Like there's going to be a lot of teams that have good records in the AFC. Assuming, you know, I know quarterbacks will go down, all that good stuff will happen throughout the year. But, man, it's going to be close, isn't it? Especially in the division.
There's a
right,
lot of
the Jets,
teams.
The Bills, I mean, these teams are probably just as good as you are.
There is a lot of teams that think they have a chance. In the AFC.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And the NFC. But you're right.
But the AFC's got a lot of really good quarterbacks.
We got two teams that we open with. Somebody said, oh, Jacksonville. Oh, no. Jacksonville's got a good team. I'm not saying they're great.
No, but they just paid their quarterback.
He paid him.
They think he's good.
And we'll be getting the healthiest version of everybody, right, in this opener. I'm guessing everybody's rested up their players as much as they can over the next week and a half and still got some practice in, so you have a chance to win your opener. All right, hey, before we go to break, man, I gotta talk to you about somebody really, really important. Boy, if you've hired a law firm that you're not happy with, they made a lot of promises and haven't been able to keep them, you got injured, right? Well, I want to tell you, Cohen and Judah would love to talk to you if you're not happy. The communication skills of the people you hired and all the promises that were made when you were told about a certain law firm or you saw their ads on TV or heard them on the radio just don't seem real important. Your case has kind of got lost, and you're wondering what's going on. It's important to you. Well, I can tell you this. It's important to Cohen and Judah. It sure is, man. Always has been. Those guys in their experience, when you start talking about what you get with those guys, oh, my God. If you've been injured in a trip and fall, car, truck, or motorcycle accident, electric shock, anything else, when you're making that big decision on who will represent you, you might want to ask the person whose name is on the law firm, hey, are you going to handle my case? And they're going to go, well, no, we got some really good people going to do it. Because Cohen and Judah will be there from start to finish and handle your case. That's what they do. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. More than 33 years each of experience in plantation. And always this, folks, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough to call your bank. And I'm going to tell you, call your back. They've got it all for you, man. When you go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews and what people are saying about them. Partners are going to handle your case from start to finish that are really good at what they do. And I'm just going to tell you this, man. Call them. 866-324-7333. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Cohen and Judah Law Firm. Injury Law Firm. Really good at what they do from start to finish. And remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. Check them out. You're going to love the work that they do at Cohen and Judah, the injury law firm, ready to handle your case now.
All right, before we get back to it here, let's get your weather report brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Well, Joe, I didn't think there was rain in the forecast. I believe it was just raining behind you a couple moments ago. But anyway, we're under a heat advisory today. So be careful out there. Hydrate.
How many places can go in the country can say it's raining and it's super hot?
I don't know. There's a 6% chance of rain, it says here, and it was just raining right behind just a moment ago. By the way, we have our big event coming up Wednesday, September 25th. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall. Also sponsored by our friends at Cohen and Judah as well. So two great sponsors there, Joe. And you can enjoy a cigar, a glass of whiskey with your favorite voices here from WQAM. We just ask that you go to our events page on WQAM.com. Click the events page and RSVP for the event. It is a free event. But we are trying to get a some sort of headcount here. So if you can go over
there and RSVP. So this thing can't be open to, like, it's open to anybody who wants to come?
If you get on the RSVP list, yes. But, I mean, they do obviously have a capacity, and then there will be a wait list from there. So, yes. But it is free if you jump on there.
Is Lenny Loser going?
Who's Lenny Loser?
Our boss.
I don't call him that. Not allowed to call him that.
That's it. By the way,
that's
it was
a you thing, bro.
That was a nice way of putting it.
That's a you thing. Apparently, you have the power to do that. Len is my friend, and I believe he will be coming. By the way, the FSU guy texted back. He's like, he said that Joe should fire me. He's talking about you should fire me because I said something bad about FSU. And I wrote back. I said, I don't work for Joe, but thank you. Despite, you know, Joe's, you know, seemingly coming off as running the place,
That's nice.
Yeah. But the FSU guy was really upset. Which makes me happy, so.
Why do you enjoy?
Why not, bro? That's how college football is.
They won't win five games, or no, you said they'll lose five games.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever makes them angrier, as long as they're down, I'm going to kick them.
What do they got? They got Boston. They play again
this
week.
They do play Boston College. Yeah, they'll probably lose that game, I would think. Boston College probably good.
Anybody that's on their schedule is really good, and they're going to lose. That's what you're saying.
I don't know. My focuses are on Gainesville right now, man.
I got a lot of Florida State people in my life right now, man.
Yeah, kick them while they're down.
Merrill Lynch guys, big, yeah, accountant.
Mm.
All the people.
Week zero, very, bro. Tough way to
very important.
The season.
The most important people in my life, been with me a long time, are all Florida State people.
Yeah.
Boy, and they will Florida State you. Oh, we're going up there for the weekend. It's going to be fun. And baseball, football, basketball, they like them all up there.
Lovely.
And you're sitting here.
I heard those Gators tickets, by those Canes Gators tickets, are very expensive this weekend. Very tough ticket.
I'm guessing they weren't easy to get.
No. Someone told me they're like $300-$400 to get in now.
Listen, man.
I'll be here with Monroe. We got the pregame show for you. Monroe is back.
Monroe County's back.
Yeah, Monroe's big now. You know, I'm glad we were able to get him back.
We got him from Hard Rock App, yep. Right? He's still Hard Rock Appin', for sure.
He tells me I'm not a big enough, you know, client or whatever to get on the VIP list. So
it is incredible the amount of people that they have that
they use the app
that are over $100,000.
Oh, I don't know what that number is, but I know Florida's going to be one of the biggest states there is with sports betting.
Well, they've got it all. They've got it all, and Hard Rock App is flying right now. By the way, that whole setup over there is had dinner there last weekend. God, it was not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Man, it's packed. Friday night, Saturday night, Thursday night, big crowds. And by the way, hard to find slot machines, and everything's full. Don't worry, that wife of mine, she can find a slot machine. Somebody gives up that slot machine, boy, she is rolling quickly, man. Where'd she go? Don't worry. She'll call you when she's done. That's all. That's all you need to know. She'll be just fine. Hey, Woody, we've got a lot of interesting stuff to get to. So do you believe, like, if you play really well, you automatically make the 53-man roster? Are you one of those who believes if you play well in preseason, you get – so – It's not necessarily the case.
If you play well in the preseason, do you deserve a spot
in the games?
On the roster?
If you play well in the games,
I don't put a lot of stock in these games, man.
So
I just don't.
So you can help yourself though to get
you can help yourself
on the practice squad, which by the way is not exactly chump change. It's a
better,
lot of money.
Yeah, it's better than the XFL or whatever.
What's better than just nobody calls you back and you go, hey, we're gonna pass on you. There will be a few guys that never get a chance to play again that will get cut. That won't be on practice squads. Not a lot, by the way. Not you start doing the math, 53 and 16, and a few injured guys, and all of a sudden. But there will be probably five guys on each team, seven, eight guys on a team that this will be it for. They got a chance, but that's going to be it. They're going to be moving on, like you said. It could be off-season football. It could be in that league for sure. That could be one of the alternatives they have, but. So the interesting one for me that just happened was Hayden Rucci. Looked good, man. Not saying he's the fastest guy, but Hayden Rucci looked good. Made the catches, kind of Skyler's go-to guy on a couple of the catches, including the touchdown, and he looked good. And the first thing I thought was he's not going to be on the active with the tight end position, which is loaded from couple guys from last year and what they've added. But saying that, I could see him on the practice squad. Like he went out and earned that he's still working. And by the way, not only are you getting paid by this team, but if somebody else gets a little shorthanded, they could pick you up and put you on the active roster, which will automatically triple your money overnight if you get on somebody's active roster. So from that standpoint, it is good. I think the other guys that play well in that game, Skyler's going to be on the team. Malik Washington is going to be on the team. I believe Channing Tindall now stayed healthy, which, by the way, a lot of linebackers didn't do this year, this camp. Channing Tindall was one of them. Made 12 tackles, played most of the game. And Jalen Wright is looking real good. Tennessee running back that they drafted. Those guys will be on the roster, and I'll give you another one. I think he's on the – I think Mo Camara, you know, didn't do much in the game. Got outside him a few times and stuff, but I don't think – he'd be on the practice squad for sure if they wanted to go there. But I think they keep him on the 53 active until – everybody comes back and they have to make a decision, but I think he could be on there. So these cuts will be interesting to watch. Braxton Berrios, who had kind of a quiet camp and was injured a little bit, but he's one of the healthy guys. You can't get rid of Braxton. For everybody who thought Braxton might be gone, Malik and Braxton they're 3-4 at wide receiver right now. They are 3-4. I do believe the tight ends will be used a lot more in the offense, including the pass offense, with what they have. I do believe that. And I think it's Durham Smythe, Jonnu Smith, and Julian Hill, for sure. I think those are the three guys. But I don't think they're crazy about the rest of those receivers. And I don't know what they're going to do with this Eric Ezekama, because he looked really good. Couple weeks ago, he looked really good. But if he's injured, now I don't think they're getting rid of him. But if he's got some injury with his foot that's been bothering him for a while, are they just going to go, how do you feel today? And I mean, you need guys that can practice a little bit during the week. Just a real frustrating situation at that position with so many guys banged up and not able to play, including the Odell Beckham Jr. situation. I would love to know
why are you frustrated by that, man? I told you, what was it, Thursday?
No. But my frustration goes back to when you signed him. Is did you not know that he was not going to be ready for?
I'm sure they knew. What do you think, he lied to them and was like, hey, guys, I'm good, and they like didn't even check him out or do any due diligence?
No, they checked on everybody. No, you, yeah. nobody's hiding it. You're doing a physical on every guy coming in, even if he told you he's never felt better in his life. You're still doing a physical on him. But that's a weird one, man.
I know you said last week you were expecting a lot from him, kind of. And
I did.
I just not sure that that's the reality, man. Not at that point in his career. I mean,
they're gonna keep him around and try to squeeze something out of him. He didn't cost him a lot of money, but my God, man, that's the surprise of this camp, is that Odell missed everything in the offseason when he signed and then came back and still has not been able to do anything. Maybe the team knew.
That's a good thing then, by the way, if that's your biggest surprise in camp, your biggest negative surprise in camp, right, that Beckham Jr. isn't playing, like, that's
anything at
fine
all.
Because I probably would have been the betting favorite that he wasn't going to be ready.
Oh, I always go into camp. If they've got you on the 90-man roster, outside of the two pass rushers, last thing I was thinking is Odell Beckham wasn't going to be ready for the start. That didn't even cross my mind. And matter of fact, that didn't cross too many people. Now, I give Omar credit. He started this and a few other people in the last couple weeks of, like, he's not even out running full speed yet. And some have said, I've seen him. Big O tried to tell me, oh, he's definitely ready to go. Big O, were you there when Big O said something to me?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like,
you guys getting along these days?
I don't know. Yeah, but I go, I don't know, Big O. Like, whoever told you that, I don't know. But
that's why we got to bring Tannehill back, just for Big O.
Tanny?
Remember he was Tanny Kill?
Yeah.
That was his thing, Tanny Kill.
Tanny Kill?
Yeah. We signed Ryan just for that.
What's Ryan going to do?
Fight Big O.
What does he do? Tannehill's, he wants to play. I can't believe he's done.
I don't know, man. I seem like a weird dude. I don't know.
He's an introvert. He's just a quiet guy. If in Ryan's world, he could just be with his wife and his kids and go home right after practice and everybody left him alone, he would be fine. If he never had to do an interview, I give him credit. His ego doesn't need to do interviews and stuff. He'd be just fine. Just let me play. Maybe my wife doing a little social media stuff after a game or something. Besides that, I'm good.
In fairness, Tua is the same way, though, isn't he? I'm guessing Tua would rather just go home and not be bothered, which is why my guess would be that he regrets what he did the other day.
Oh, no, he doesn't regret it at all.
Shoveling more dirt on Flores just to, you know, of a dead time of the NFL calendar.
Yeah, but it gave everybody, old school and new school, because I listened to all the guys on TV, a chance to discuss it and say that Brian Flores is not a bad guy. He might have coached Tua the wrong way, but a lot of guys have come out that played for the Patriots and for the Minnesota Vikings and said he is not a bad guy.
That was one of the better rip jobs that we'll ever hear, by the way. You don't usually hear someone say a terrible person.
No, you don't.
You know, they suck at coaching. They suck at playing. Like, you hear stuff like that. Never terrible person.
Says if somebody gets up and tells you you suck at what you do every day, it's going to affect you. And by the way, if that's true, it would affect you. After a while, I go, I know, coach, before you say good morning, I suck.
Yeah. No, it hurts.
I get it. I suck.
The guy in the text line said that to me this morning. He said, I suck at what I do, and I'm a terrible person. He actually said that to me.
Well, sometimes
stuff.
You're a little. People don't understand you,
man. It's just all in good fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that how college football's supposed to be? I don't know. Don't take it too seriously, man. Anyone who takes me seriously is just
Well, see that now they're getting to know you. You're just letting them know that's just.
I'm just messing around.
But if they meet you in person, you're not the.
I'm very quiet.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk to anybody.
You don't want to talk to anybody. 9 o'clock hours. I'll put you with my wife. 9 o'clock hours coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.